Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive towards third. Hara catches it and throws to first to double up Gulliver. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vaughn Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball towards left. Bannister settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bannister. Dempsey moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dempsey moves to third. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gulliver takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Perkins applying the tag. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Ripken trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Perkins steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dempsey. Perkins moves to third. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fishlin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gulliver hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkins strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Perkins out. Two outs. Toby Harrah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrah is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrah hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ripken is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Shelby pinch runs for Rich Dower. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shelby. The throw from Hasse and he is out, Fishlin applying the tag. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. John Shelby now playing center field. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hasse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Ron Hasse. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fishlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning scores. Castillo moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to third. Fishlin moves to second. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins is walked intentionally. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrod hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Fishlin scores. Perkins moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gulliver takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hayes. Murray reaches second base with a double. Gulliver moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perkins catches it and throws to second with Fishlin covering, to double up Murray. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.